Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 24, 1806. Hard wind from the northwest. Traveling down the Missouri, the captains and party remember the difficult time they had going up this river, paddling against the current, avoiding sandbars and sawyers, and making very few miles each day. They're now running with the current, in familiar territory with known landmarks. Captain Clark describes this routine day.
A fair morning. We set out as usual about sunrise and proceeded on until 2 p.m., when the wind blew so hard from the northwest that we could not proceed. Came to on the southwest side, where we continued until 5 p.m., when the wind lay a little, and we again proceeded on.
Clark switches back now to the morning's events.
At 8 a.m., we passed Lahoucat's Island. Opposite the lower point of this island, on the southwest side, near the top of the bluff, I observed a strata of white stone. The clay of this bluff, to the above and below, is remarkably black. At 9:30 a.m., passed Good Hope Island, and at 11 a.m., passed Caution Island. A short distance below this island we came to. Sent out a hunter. He saw several deer. They were wild, and he returned without having killed any. The deer on this point of the Missouri is mostly mule deer, or black-tailed species. We saw 6 buffalo today. The Sioux have been lately encamped on the river, and have secured most of the game. Opposite, a large trail has passed on a direction to the entrance of the Cheyenne River. This probably is the trail of a war party. At 5 p.m., we proceeded on a few miles and encamped on the gouge of the Lookout Bend of 20 miles around and 3/4 through, a little above an old trading post, and 4 miles above of our outward-bound encampment of the 1st of October, 1804, having made 43 miles today. Captain William Clark, August 24, 1806.
The first island the Corps passed is today Dolphy's Island, between Dewey and Potter Counties, South Dakota. The second one has been renamed Pascal Island, and the third one Plum Island. The trading post was later identified by Clark as Jean Val's trading post. It was important for Clark to describe various landmarks, as they would be helpful to future travelers. It probably never occurred to him that they would be so important to future surveyors and mapmakers who verified the expedition's routes by using his landmarks. Tomorrow, Teton Sioux not on the river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhart. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.